Thanks again for subscribing to the Bookstore Blog. So many versions from the website of PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And this book, so many versions by Sakae Kubo and Walter F. Specht. And what we've been going through is the Phillips translation. And this is the last thing that they say about it. And are you ready for this? I hope you're ready for this. Its weaknesses: lack of faithfulness to the text. In spite of the excellence of this translation. What? So there's no faithfulness to the text, to whatever text they're talking about. In spite of the excellence of this translation, some word of caution needs to be voiced. In an excellent article, Bible Translator of 1959, pages 135 through 43, Robert Bratcher points out that the vulnerability of this translation, its lack of faithfulness in translating the text. Phillips translates Matthew 6:2, "Don't hire a trumpeter," where the Greek simply says, "Sound no trumpet." The idea that someone else is to do the trumpeting for the one who gives alms is not stated, and therefore it should not have been translated in the above manner. Okay, so do you see what just happened? They're relying on the Greek, okay, but they don't tell you what Greek. You do understand how many Greek texts there are. Let me just name a few. There's the Erasmus Greek New Testament. There's the Tyndale's. There's the Stevens. There's the Beza's. There's the Griesbach. There's the Lachman. There's the Tridell's. There's the Tizendorf. There's the Elford. There's the Westcott and Hort Greek text. So which Greek text is this person referring to? I want to know. And you should demand to know too. Because they're using whatever Greek text to correct their translation of Matthew 6:2. And what does Matthew 6:2 say in God's perfect words? Our King James Bible, our 1769. This is what it says in the Phillips translation. Don't hire a trumpeter. And this is what it says from whatever Greek they're implying. Sound no trumpet. And what does it say in Matthew 6:2 in God's perfect words? Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So again, they use whatever Greek to correct their translation that's not even a Bible. More next week.